From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Vayechi, like Ephraim and Menashe. We all know that on Friday night, some just on Erev Yom Kippur, we bless our children. If you're privileged to have children, you say the blessing to them. You say, Yisimcha Elokim k'Ephraim k'Menashe. May God make you like Ephraim and Menashe. Well, the question is, why Ephraim and Menashe? I mean, I'd rather say, may you be like Abraham and Isaac. May you be like, I think in Fiddler on the Roof, that's what they say. May you be like I don't know, Yehuda and Yosef. Why Ephraim and Menashe? Is there anything so special about Ephraim and Menashe? What does it mean? In fact, the classical commentaries, Rashi, Ramban, they don't address this question as if to say, why not? Why not Ephraim and Menashe? It's good to be like Ephraim and Menashe. One of the rabbis who did address it later on is Rabbi Chaim David Azulai, the Chida, great Sephardic authority, also lived all around the globe, in his book, Nachal Kedumim. He says, well, Ephraim used to hang out with Yaakov and learn Torah from him, so he's big in Talmud. And Menashe, he was in charge of the house. He's one of the people who invited the brothers in when he came. So he was also a gibor. So when you give a blessing to your child, you're saying, I want him to have Torah like Ephraim, and Gevura Memshala, to have authority, heroism, just like Menashe. However, you ask him, Ephraim lefnei Menashe. Jacob insisted on putting Ephraim before Menashe, not so much the tribe Ephraim, but rather the notion of Ephraim. Torah comes first. We hope the child will be bigger in Torah than he is in power and in heroism. Rabbi Ezra Munk was a rabbi in Berlin before the Shoah, and he was quoted as saying the following, that we can understand today why we want our children to be like Ephraim and Menashe. If you're growing up in Germany before the war, if you're growing up in Memphis in 2020, the idea that children could grow up as Jews, even though they're growing up in a foreign culture, that's what you want. May my children be as successful as Jews as Ephraim and Menashe were in the Egyptian culture. And then someone else added that these are the only two brothers who did not fight. Another rabbi at that time added this point that all the brothers in the Tanakh, Cain and Hevel, and Ishmael and Yitzchak, and Esav and Yaakov, and all the 12 tribes, they all fought. But Ephraim and Menashe, he moves his hands, he puts Ephraim first. We never heard that Menashe objected to this, that Ephraim boasted about this. They're just wonderful brothers. We hope they get along like Ephraim and Menashe. So one interpretation is that there's something special about Ephraim and Menashe, or that it's not so much anything special about them individually, but rather that just that they got along. That too is very important to a parent. The Netziv of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda of Berlin, Rav Naftali Tzvi, the head of the Valozhin Yeshiva, in 1800, so he said, same idea, that you should put the honor of Torah before the honor of general success. Because this is the honor of the Jewish people in general. That's why the Jewish people in general are going to bless their children, that they want them to have Torah honor first and foremost. Now, the idea that we give this blessing on Friday night, on the one hand, we can find a very ancient source for it, talking about giving the children this blessing in reality. Now, not just Yaakov envisioned that with these words, people would bless their children, but was it a real custom? So there's one early source for that. Then we'll talk about the Friday night custom. The Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, otherwise known as Targum Yerushalmi, one of the later Targumim, so it's, whether it's from the 5th century, Midrashic times, but anyway, it's way before Rashi or the Rambam. It says as follows. Rachnun b'yomahu l'memar. Joseph gave Ephraim and Menashe the following bracha. Becha Yosef b'ri, I'm sorry, Jacob gave the following blessing. Cha Yosef Bri, Yevarchum Beis Yisrael Yachinuka. With this, Jews will give a blessing to the babies, Biyom the Mehulta, on the day of the Bris. Lameimar Yeshavincha Hashem Ki Ephraim Ki Menashe, that they should be like Ephraim and Menashe. So there's an idea that at a Bris, this is what we should say. In fact, in Encyclopedia Talmudis, here behind me, in the fourth volume, talks about Bris. And it says that some people used to have the following in the blessing that you say over a cup of wine when you have a Bris. That he should be a brother to the seven and a father to the eight. What does that mean? There are different interpretations, but one is that he should be like the seven and eight. Those are the different tribes. On the seventh and eighth day, the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh brought their offerings. And that's what we're saying, that they should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. So there's an allusion to it, in fact, today in the Bris ceremony. The Harchev Davar says, that's the Tziv's super commentary, he says, why at a Bris? So he says, at a Bris, we don't know. Is the child going to be going to excel in Torah or excel in leadership or general matters? So you say, look, I'm not prejudiced. As a father, I can't know the nature of my child. Some children are born with a nature different from your own. You don't know. So you say, look, whatever it is, like Ephraim or Menashe, either one, let them be successful like either Ephraim or Menashe. Now, who says we should do it on Friday night? So earliest source I could find was the Maharil. Maharil lived around 1500, and it's quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Taf, Maharil lo yom aruch ha-yodim b'shabas shebetoch ha-velus, g'dak b'chol shebasos. So the Maharil would not give this blessing to his children on Shabbos when he was in mourning, during the Shiva. So it's an allusion that people would give this blessing to their children on Shabbos. They do it in shul like the Spanish and Portuguese Jews, they did it in shul, the rabbi did it, but somebody did it. The Magen Avraham, Rabbi Avraham Gubiner, his famous commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, known as the Magen Avraham, he says, Tov, he says, another sort of notion of what you should do Friday night vis-a-vis the children, it's another idea, it's a nice idea, it sounds Sephardic, it's a Kabbalistic idea from the Ari, Tov l'nasheki de'imo b'leil Shabbat. You know what you should do Friday night? The children should kiss the mother's hand on Friday night. She prepared the meal. She got so much merit and credit and mitzvot for preparing the Shabbos meal with her hands. She should kiss those hands. That's how you get a blessing on Friday night. The first mention of the bracha, some say it was in the Maharya book, Rav Avram Barachi of Modena, born, who died in 1639. Rabbi Yaakov Emden mentions it. He died in 1776. But the Maharil lived before that, and he would give a blessing some point in Shabbos. As far as Friday night, this Rabbi of Modena seems to be the earliest one. Then there's a debate, should you put both hands on? Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying that he only put one hand. You don't want to pretend that you're a priest because we're giving the priestly blessings in addition to this blessing. Priestly blessings are often offered. Maybe we should only put one hand. It's a debate. The brother of the Maharal said, you know why it's on Friday night? Because maybe during the week, you said, oh, you rotten kid, you. It may have cursed the kids out during the week. So on Friday night, when everything's calm, and you take back any curses you may have given during the week. Hopefully we don't curse our children, but it could happen. And it's a good notion. Ksam Sofer, 19th century Hungarian figure, he says, on Friday night, it's very simple. We want to give a blessing. We want a proper concentration. So Friday night, you can concentrate. You give the blessing, and it's serious. So we should really try to concentrate very much when we give the bracha. Now, what about the girls' bracha? Friday night, we tend to say, Yisimecha l'kim saravu karachel v'leya. I don't know. Why don't we give them a different bracha about the Ephraim and Menashe? Why do we give them this bracha? Well, there's a source for that too. The fact that all the people and the Zakenim said to Ruth, they said to her, that they blessed them, that they should be like Rachel and Leah, that Ruth should be like Rachel and Leah. So too, we bless our children, they should be like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. And in some ways, this mimics the blessing. Yaakov thought it would be nice for children to bless their children and say, Simcha Elokim Kefrayim Chaminashe, two wonderful characters for whatever reason. And later on, they also people thought, oh, it's nice to give a blessing. People should be like Rachel and Leah. For that matter, we could say Sarah Rivka as well. So in any event, we gave different interpretations as to why Ephraim and Manasseh particularly were good for the blessing. Was it because they survived the exile? Because they got along so well? And we mentioned that there are an early custom to give our children as a blessing, particularly at a bris, although it's not necessarily done today. And there were sources all the way back in the 1500s to give brachas on Friday night, and it's certainly a beautiful time. You can concentrate on your child, give them the blessings, and they should know that we wish them well, should know that we're praying for them, they should know that the source of all their success will always come from God, and they should try to be like Ephraim and Manasseh. They should have success in general matters like Ephraim, like Manasseh, and success in Torah like Ephraim, and of course, Vayasim is Ephraim v'nei Manasseh. The first thing is Torah. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for the discussion of various Parshiot, holidays, and the how-to videos as well. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.